USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House is announcing new punishments towards Russia over hacking and election interference. The Biden administration said it's expelling 10 Russian diplomats and placing sanctions on Russian companies that support the cyber attacks, which targeted federal agencies. He said he chose a proportional response and he doesn't want to kick off any kind of escalation. He also said,
I was clear with President Putin that we could have gone further.
Biden said he wanted to meet in person with Vladimir Putin sometime this summer.
If Russia continues to interfere with our democracy, I'm prepared to take further actions to respond.
House Democrats have approved legislation they say would help close the pay gap between men and women. They say it would make it easier to sue employers over pay discrimination. The future of the measure is uncertain in the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Two dozen people were arrested Wednesday night as protesters continue in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, over the killing of a young black man. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry reports.
Tim Potter is the officer involved with shooting and killing 20-year-old Dante Wright as he tried to escape being arrested for an armed robbery warrant. With Potter being charged with second-degree manslaughter, B.C. Mayor Mike Elliott says agitators were mixed in with the peaceful protesters.
Law enforcement team that's assembled to respond to this crisis is working diligently to identify agitators within the protest because we know that there are a large number of people who are there to protest peacefully and to express their grievance. We know that there are agitators that show up looking to stir things up.
Previous night protester numbers were in the thousands. Wednesday's numbers were about 500. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Senate has passed an anti-Asian American hate crime bill. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the Senate is cruising toward passage of a new hate crime bill that focuses on Asian Americans.
I was pleased the vote was so substantial, 92-6. Rarely do you see 92 senators agree to move forward with any piece of legislation.
Schumer speaking on the Senate floor Thursday, calling the bill a good example of bipartisan cooperation. The latest example of anti-Asian hate crime was a Black Lives Matter activist from Seattle has been arrested. Chris Hammer, who is black, was charged with allegedly attacking three Asian American women in two separate incidents back in March. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Defense attorneys in the criminal trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin rested without him taking the stand to defend himself against the charges that he unlawfully caused the death of George Floyd last year. Chauvin's attorneys said the former officer wouldn't be testifying and he would invoke his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. His defense rested after one day of presenting its case. Prosecutors on Tuesday wrapped up several days of testimony. On Friday, the judge and attorneys will make critical instructions to jurors. After returning to hear closing arguments on Monday, jurors will be sequestered for deliberations. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.